you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Your Tool headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Omaha Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. Headliner Paul Mercurio back with us, and his feature Billy Blank from Des Moines.
Yo.
Welcome back, Billy. Good to see you again, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
How are you taking photos? Great.
Oh, I got to take a photo.
Tony's with us, too.
For the thing.
For the what?
I can't hear myself.
Turn your headphones up.
Oh, man. There you go. Jeez, yeah, yeah. Don't yell at me, jackass. If I wanted this, I'd stay home. Jesus. Wow.
Funny Bone, tonight, two shows Saturday, one on Sunday.
Black guy laughing at me? What the hell's going on here?
People
like I'm on a subway in New York.
Laugh at you.
Black guy laughing subway at me.
Just get a Mexican in here and I'll feel comfortable.
No. We draw the line at Mexican. We got Italians. We got black guys. Yeah.
I'm just the feature. Nope. I can act however you want.
You're a white guy. You're an Iowa white guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
We got that covered too. Puss is an Iowa white guy.
The Anglo-Saxons are well represented here.
Exactly.
We're at the end of a long run. I know everybody works for a living, but this is our final day on the air until we get some time off.
What are you doing for the 2 weeks?
Sleep. Drink and sleep, and Christmas is there somewhere in the middle.
Let your kids smoke.
Yeah,
have some drinks.
Exactly right. Yeah. So now we just kind of rest. It's a long blah 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 for 5 months. Since beginning of
first week of August was the last time we took a full week off.
Full week.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're tired of talking. So go ahead, guys.
Sick of looking at each other. Basically.
Go ahead. You got the last.
I hate people. I really do.
Well, you're perfect. We're not a big fans of people either. I'm not a big fan of the holidays. I mean, I think the holidays are cool, I think they're sad.
Yeah.
When you're an adult, I think the holidays become kind of sad because it's cool when you're a kid.
Yeah.
It's cool when you have kids for a little bit.
Right.
But then there's also a sad element to the holidays because most of the people you hung out with, hate to bum everybody out, most people when you were a kid that you went to, they're gone. Your grandparents are gone, and a good chance my mom's been gone for a while. Your dad's been gone.
Right.
So to me, it's a major sad element. And now I know why people shoot themselves. And I got a good...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Colleen, can we leave? I'm depressed.
But when everybody says Merry Christmas, I'm like, that doesn't work. Don't just say that. What does that mean?
It's like this...
It's not really a happy time.
I think it's somebody to try to recapture what you had when you were little.
You try to.
Like I watched It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I still like that movie.
I watched it with my wife and my kid.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I thought if I were George Bailey, I wouldn't want to go back.
No,
I'd rather be on the other side of it.
The party side? Yeah.
Yeah,
getting beat up at a bar?
Exactly. Well, but you run down the street and there's like hookers.
I know.
And there's like...
It is nicer.
A burlesque, and then you're like, what, martini? Who wants to go to martinis and have a drink with a bunch of people and then, go shopping?
Yeah, the other place was better.
I'm looking at it
differently now.
Yeah.
Because there are hookers and alcohol on the other side.
And, you make money, and there's Pottersville, and he's foreclosing on people. You know what I was actually thinking? That is, not to get into the thing again, but that is what America's going to be like on
the
Trump.
Oh, there you go. Don't do that. I got a letter at home.
I got that. No, but I know what you're saying. It's sort of like.
It is. Everybody knows that. I mean, I don't. Once you're an adult, kids, I remember still being a kid. So looking forward to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all did. If you had a family and you got presents, some kids out there don't get jacked, so that's a whole other sad story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve.
You could not.
Yeah.
I would be up all night. I remember my dad coming in and shining a flashlight to make sure we were sleeping and just pretending.
Just so you go bang your mom?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You awake? I'm about to go take care of your mom.
It's a completely different story. Yeah. He had to put together Castle Grayskull. He had responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. He-Man,
But now, it's funny,
Now, how old's your kid?
Like, well, my My son's 14, 14. My stepson's 14, and my stepdaughter's 12.
12, gotcha.
So,
I got a 14 and a 12 running around.
But what I like, I miss the cool toys that I could have fun playing with that they don't want.
They don't want toys anymore.
Of that stuff anymore. No, Legos. I loved Legos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then, but now what's cool, I loved it when they got to the age where they stopped believing in Santa Claus.
Yep.
Because
I like that too.
You get now I get the credit. Get yeah. Credit. I hated the fact that the that fake a-hole got all the credit for me working my ass off.
Or doing comedy.
For the Nintendo Wii. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Because when they stop believing, it's much better.
My son would never.
How old is your son now? Yours is 13 or 14, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not really close. Not a big fan. He's, hang on.
You're not a big fan of your son. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's all about him. There are some days where I wish he'd walk into the woods.
How old is he again? I forget.
He's 13, almost 13. 14.
Oh, yeah.
And he basically like, he would never go and sit with Santa because Santa freaked him out.
Even as a little kid.
When he was little.
Yeah.
Because I would walk around in the house with a Santa suit with my thing hanging on. Apparently, maybe that had my wife like maybe that has
with a flashlight. Go to bed.
With a flashlight. Go to bed. Stuff has to happen here. Rudolph has to take off. Come on.
But you were conceived in love.
He wouldn't go and sit with. He believed in Santa, but he would not go. He went once.
Because Santa to him was a skinny guy with his junk hanging out. It looks suspiciously like his dad with a fake white beard. That's why.
I don't have to sit on your North Pole again, do I?
Oh, there you go.
It's just Christmas. That's what we do around here.
Why does it look like a sock?
Why does it look sad?
Crazy
like
Christmas material household.
Let me explain circumcision to you,
why
buddy.
Why does it look like a baby bald eagle asleep in a nest? So he wouldn't go and sit because anything with puppets freaked him out.
Anything with what?
Puppets. He didn't like puppet shows.
Right.
He didn't like any of that stuff. And I don't know why. I don't know.
But where, are the costumes? Puppets at on Santa's lap? Let me show you a puppet, kid. That's weird.
I think you were going to the wrong place.
Yeah, you probably.
I think the guy just happened to have red on.
It was a homeless guy on the sixth train.
Yeah.
Now, Tony had step boyfriends hanging out, right? When you were
are
a
you
kid.
Gay?
No, when you were a kid.
Yeah,
his dad left.
Are you gay?
My dad, no.
His dad left him. Yeah.
Oh, your dad left you?
Yeah, he was gone.
Nah. This is the most depressing holiday show I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
You know why? Anybody want to call him with cancer or a dead baby they ran over in their driveway?
Yeah. You're the one talking about incest.
Sure. Christmas is the most depressing holiday.
It always
for
has
a lot
been.
Of people.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice time.
No. I can have fun.
Not for everybody.
Don't get me wrong. I can have fun, but it's also a very sad time.
Yeah.
Especially on this show right now.
Exactly.
I'm curious, kid. Is just freaked out. By, yeah. And then, of course, the black guy's dad ain't around.
I'd rather watch a story about Craig Sager dying.
I don't want to get into any details, but I recall last Christmas, I was kind of depressed.
Wow, can you hit a pole with your skis?
Well, yeah.
That's nobody.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, can I hook up your catheter now?
Well, that was your. That means you should be happy this year.
Yeah.
You're not laying in a hospital bed.
Please spread your legs. Yeah. The catheter is coming.
I'm going to put some garlic around.
Yeah, let skinny Santa put your catheter in.
The thing is, though, if you think about it, the only way the
we
holidays,
are thinking about it, obviously.
The only way the holidays could possibly be sad is if at one point they were really happy.
Oh, that's a great question. That is, because they were very happy. For most of us, we've had happy times.
At some point, and that's why it's depressed. Somebody's gone now.
Yeah. Yes.
So now it's depressed. But if you didn't have those like magical holiday seasons with those people.
Billy bringing sunshine to the party. Thank you, Billy.
So you're telling us.
Depressing.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm telling you, you're choosing your path.
It would have been, if it would have sucked all the time, it would have been better.
Yeah, it'd be better now.
Yeah.
If it always sucked.
If all your Christmases sucked.
But I heard
what?
Just a couple of weeks ago,
join us,
I actually heard someone say, in a positive way, they were trying to be positive, it's been a long time since we've had anyone die over the holidays.
Oh, my God. That's sad. Was that like a
they were trying to be were they having, positive.
Were they having family members die right around that time?
Apparently.
Was that Robin Thicke?
Okay, then tell me this. Who the hell is, besides our weather that sucks, because we all live up north, obviously, besides that, and that's just something we can get over with, who's depressed when the holidays are over? I'm not.
Oh, no.
No, I'm in a good mood.
I am.
When the holiday, I'm talking about even when New Year's is over. Much better move.
Well, I never do anything. If I'm not working, mm-hmm. I don't do anything on New Year's.
Well, I'm not a New Year's Eve guy either. I'm going to be in Vegas this year, though, so I will be doing
something. Well, like New Year's and St. Patrick's Day, those are amateur nights.
They are.
St. Patrick's Day is like a forced.
It's forced.
It's just like a whatever.
It's Thursday, I got a drink.
But
whatever,
it's like,
now.
You know, but. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I'm not depressing everybody. I got two great kids. I got enough money to buy them presents. We'll have fun, but I also think it's more about kids.
It gets stressed.
So, and as adult, it does get stressed.
Those are the people that get
bummed. I get eggnog in my house. I drive the bus. We have eggnog in the house. Right. Gonna have eggnog right before Thanksgiving.
I love eggnog.
You know, we're gonna go see the Christmas Eve. We're gonna stay in New York, so we're gonna go see the windows and the tree at Rockefeller.
Okay,
Center,
you actually now we do don't live. You live in New York City. And that's a cool place for Christmas.
Yeah,
it really
but
is.
I mean, any place.
I know it is. Yeah.
I mean, you got that cool Salvation Army tree. up there.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
I know.
It is nice.
I shot it with a BB gun, so it's probably not gonna be working.
You live in New York City, man.
And
as Christmas goes,
no. I grew up in Rhode Island.
True, but your memories now are New York City. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I just I remember. There's one Christmas that I remember, and I must have been 10.
Okay.
And my parents have we talked about this furniture store that my mother has. They would gift wrap in at my mother's store like little gifts for people because they sold like little like crystals and stuff like that. So she had this really beautiful wrapping paper like this that was like beautiful. And I remember getting up, and it snowed out, and it looked like there were sleigh tracks in the front of our house.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm not the smartest.
arguing.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody threw a rope out there, and it landed down. I'm like, oh, that looks like a sleigh track. That's why you're still in sixth grade, and you're 42. And then I go downstairs, and next to the radiator, we had a radiator,
right.
was... a sled, which I wanted,
right,
and every single gift was wrapped in this paper. It was beautiful paper, and it was like a massive amount of gifts around the tree.
So you remember that?
And I remember.
That's a great memory,
and
right?
I got an electric car set, which I wanted in a huge way, two track. And all I would do is I'd gun it to make the car go flying off the corner.
Yep,
you know, like just sort of like I want to be in NASCAR and die and boom, right, and crash into the wall. And I don't know why I remember that one, but I remember that one like it was yesterday.
You remember that one because that was before Mom turned into a hoarder. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to find that car.
Exactly. It would have been buried under like pineapples and rotted salami and everything.
And 2 weeks later, you were getting beaten with that track.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, another year I got a cowboy holster with two guns, right?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So
perfect.
Yeah. And what do? I'm like, instead of shooting the guns, I decide. And we lived like in a tenement apartment, so it wasn't anything fancy. But my parents had the house redone and like some new doors and stuff. Nice wooden doors, and I took the belt off the holster, and I started whipping the doors with the holster.
Ow!
Right.
Why the door?
I don't know. Because I'm mentally challenged, all right? I don't know. I swear to God. And it wasn't just that I did it, but I didn't hold on to the buckle, and I held on to the other end, so I was actually hitting the door with the buckle.
Damaging the door.
And my brother and my sister, who are 10, almost, my brother's 10, my sister's 9 years old. And
they're all that much older than you. Okay,
they were babysitting for me.
Okay.
And I was just being crazy pain in the ass, idiot, moron. And so they were like, that's it. When mommy comes home and daddy comes home. And they took this. I had just gotten this the night. It was the day after Christmas. And they took this holster and they opened the window. And there was about a foot and a half of snow in the backyard. And they threw it into the snow. And it went.
Well, I sound like the first Christmas.
And it
was
went
better.
Down.
The other one remembers actually better. Yeah.
And it went down like into the snow. Right. And I still in my mind see the dentation like where the holster landed like an S, and it was just an S, and I just standing there looking, and all I could see was this S in the snow, and somewhere down like a foot was my thing, and I was just started crying. I literally started crying.
So that's a good memory.
Yeah, because I'm a pussy. And so
once again, no argument.
So I don't know.
Bob McCurry, Billy Blank with us. I've told this story 1,000 times in this show, but my one I remember the most is, and you guys haven't heard it, but my sister and I, she was like 2 years younger than me. And so we were like, we used to hang upstairs by the banister and hear the family downstairs. My grandparents were always over at Christmas Eve later, and they'd be drinking around the table, you know, hanging out. And we had to go to bed. It was Christmas Eve. And I'm down there, and I hear my dad talking, and and they're talking out loud. Like, yeah, I can hear them, but they don't know we're in the hallway listening. And he goes, my grandmother, his mom goes to him. So what'd you get, Mike and Kelly? And he goes, and he said, well, I gotta stay up late and put Mike's goddamn bike together. That's an actual quote. Mike's goddamn bike together. So I wanted a bike, but I had no idea I was getting one until that moment.
That's hilarious.
So he goes, this goddamn bike together. So the next morning, they're down in the basement. They bring us down. They said, come on down. And so I have to act totally surprised. And I pulled it off.
Did you really?
I totally pulled it
off.
How
old were you?
Enough to get a cool goddamn bike.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like 11, 12.
Oh, that's
something.
Cool. So you
in
were
retrospect,
to...
though, did you really overact a lot?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Because my God!
Yeah, because I didn't expect the bike. I really wanted it. It was a brand new 10-speed. It was gold. I just loved that thing.
Was it new?
Brand new.
I got a used one.
No, man, you're bumming me out.
I swear to God. I'm like, am I living with Jews? Like, what is going on here?
For Christmas?
It's probably hot too.
For Christmas.
I swear to God, and I knew it's weird. I was lying in bed. It was 2 days.
How'd you know it was used? Was it scratched?
Because
just,
I could. Yeah, it had scratches, and it was like there was like
Santa doesn't bring used bikes.
That and a guitar. I hate. I'm gonna call my mother. Bitch.
You know she can't find the phone.
She's a hoarder and a whore.
Wow.
Yeah. She'll probably hear.
Yeah,
about
she
that.
Did. It. She bartered for that bike.
Yeah, exactly.
So the bike thing, like, I'm lying in bed. There was like, and my brother, like, he's running around.
If I'd have heard "goddamn used bike," I'd have been pissed.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm serious. Like, that made me feel bad about myself. Like, you can't get me a used bike. Like, we didn't have a lot of money, but
know,
we weren't, like,
know.
Super poor
no,
either.
No, we weren't either. You know, we were very middle class.
But the beautiful thing about a used bike is you don't have to put it together.
That's true.
That's why we hired you. Yep.
I got to shine up.
There's always a silver lining with Sir Limp-a-Lot.
Yeah.
So I...
He's looking at you. Now he's fishing you, Paul.
Wait, I don't want to cut him off.
That was last year.
I was sorry.
Last year. He's fine this year.
So I'm lying in bed, and he goes, I got to go do this, and I got to go pick up the bike. Now, I had asked
that.
For a bike. Now, my brother spilled the beans.
Oh, okay, he's 10 years old.
Said the bike, and then he caught himself. I go, the bike? He goes, no, the pike. I got to go down the pike.
Nobody calls it the pike
around here.
I got to go see this dike.
I got to go see a dike.
Yeah, I got to go.
About a bike.
I got to go see a movie about Ike. He was a great general. What?
You tried to. So you that didn't fool you then?
No, so then I'm like, okay, I'm getting a bike. And I go to look at the bike, and it was a white Italian 10-speed.
Oh, cool.
I think it was called Piaget or something.
That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
But it was
Peugeot.
It was used.
Used.
It was all scratched up.
As a kid, you had no brand loyalty. It just had to be new.
Exactly. I didn't care. So I'm like, oh. And this is where the acting came in. You were like, the acting. I'm like, oh, great. An effing used bike. Merry Christmas.
He's flipping us off there on that one. Here.
And then I'm like, and I had the bike, and I'm like, all right. And so all of my friends had new stuff, and like, and my one of my friends, the first thing they did when they saw that, you got a bike, bring the bike over. I'm like, nah, okay. Bring the bike over. Nah, I bring the bike over. It's used. Like, they just started
hammering. And your friends give you crap.
You know, kids are the worst.
I know they are, yeah.
Your parents got you a used bike? Yeah. Maybe you're not even their real kids. That stuff started.
You're not my real bike.
Yeah. I would have taken the chain off and beat it against the door.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what you should have done.
I should have thought of that.
Oil all over the place. You son of a...
It turned into the Eddie Murphy ice cream man bit.
Did you ever ask when you were older? Yeah. Did you ever ask him when you're older why it was a used bike?
Because my mother's a cheap prick. She's always been a cheap prick. I don't know if I can say that. I just said it twice.
Yeah, you can.
Here's another cheap. All right, here's another one.
Hang on. Save it. Save the story.
You know what? I don't even want to have Christmas now. You ruined it for me.
I understand.
We're doing realistic Christmas stories here. That's why.
I got a good ruined Christmas story.
Let's hear that. Get back to it. Paul Mercurio, Bill Blank.
Hey, you've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.